Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be discussing many topics, including Cardinals' World First NL ballot update and the results, MLB TV unveils new media player, A-Rod Pass, Garrett Reynolds, MRBIs, pitcher Syndergaard belts first career homer, and more. Fans, remember, you too can be a part of the show if you call in at 516-666-9990 or enter our show at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. And on this day in baseball history, in 2000, the Cardinals played tribute to Hall of Famer Busy Dean by dedicating a statue created by sculptor Harry Weber outside of Busch Stadium. The colorful character joins Eno's Slaughter, Claude Gibson, Lou Brock, Dan Buettel, and Red Shondings to be honored in such a manner by the Redbirds. And now it's time for the baseball joke of the day. A doctor of an insane asylum decided to take his patients to a baseball game for weeks in advance. He coaches patients to respond to his commands. When the day of the game arrived, everything seemed to be going well. When the national anthem started, the doctor yelled, "Up, up!" And the patients complied by standing up. After the anthem, he yelled, "Down, up!" And they all sat back down in their seats. After a home run was hit, the doctor yelled, "Cheer, up!" They all broke out into applause and cheered. When the umpire made a particularly bad call against the star of the home team, the doctor yelled, "Boo nuts," and they all started booing and catcalling. Thinking things were going very well, the doctor decided to go get a beer and a hot dog, leaving his assistant in charge. When he returned, there was a riot in progress. Finding his assistant, the doctor asked, "What in the world happened?" The assistant replied, "Well, everything was going well until a vendor passed by and yelled, 'Pee nuts.'" And that's a baseball joke of today. And it's now time for the random player. You can call on at 516-666-9990 or enter charm at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB with your guesses the random for the day. You're the first person ever to get that guess. And well, it's now time for your clue. He's a shortstop and a third baseman for the Cardinals. He was born in the Dominican Republic, age 32. He played for the Indians, Tigers, and Cardinals for the Cardinals. His number is 27, and he also was number 27 with the Detroit Tigers. You can call in at 516-666-9990 or touch on at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. I believe we do have a caller. Fall into area code. What is your guess?
Hey, Johnny Peralta.
Right in front of the day.
Johnny Peralta.
That is correct. Fall into area code. You are the first person ever to win right in front of the day. So give yourself a pat on the back. All right, so first we're going to start into how four Cardinals, just like yesterday, at least four Royals, are soaring high in the NL All-Star voting. The players that would be in the starting category in the All-Star game right now are Yadier Molina, Johnny Peralta, Matt Carpenter, Matt Holly are all on pace to start the Midsummer Classic. So right now, as we look at it, it looks like the Midsummer Classic may wind up bearing the mark of the Cardinals. And having four players already accumulating enough votes to have them be in starting position, I think, it might be a Missouri battle with St. Louis and Kansas City, both having the top categories in their respective leagues.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, when I look at it, too, I just see if you have the Royals, who we talked about yesterday, a new successful team to most people in baseball. And you have the Cardinals, who are powerhouses, who've been there year in and year out. It's just interesting to see if right now, probably the powerhouse and the new successor, and maybe the Royals will become the new Cardinals, and the Cardinals will slowly fall, but actual scenario, not necessarily what's going to happen. So,
yeah, you can go.
I mean, as we talked, he's better in Yachty Marina made it, and he's been an all-star in each of the past six seasons. He leaves all NL catchers in balance, 859,520. That's really no surprise to me, because Yachty Marina, always in the Gold Glove, he's always a solid hitter, and, I mean, the Cardinals pitching staff is usually one of the best, and he's the catcher who calls them, and the catcher usually works as hard or even harder than the pitcher when it comes to success, and Yachty Marina takes the blame for the pitchers when he does bad, and he takes success when his pitchers do well. So, I mean, no surprise that Yachty Marina being the backstop as if the All-Star game were to be today.
Yeah, wait, can you repeat the question?
There's no question.
But, like, what was the statement before?
No surprise that Yadier Molina made if the season were, if the All-Star game would be today, would be starting.
Yadier Molina?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think he's just so good. I mean, and so far this year, he hasn't gone into any injury trouble, and that's really what has held him back from many big games. And I think if he can stay out of the off the DL, I think he'll definitely be able to make it.
He's joined by Yadier Molina, his joined by his teammate Johnny Peralta, which hasn't surprised him a little. 595,741 votes at shortstop. And what stands out to me here is, I mean, he's one of the better shortstops in Major League Baseball, but, I mean, I think there's better national and shortstops, I mean, including, you can write a voting right now for General Gunn of the Pittsburgh Pirates, but, I mean, it's not surprising to me that the vote number is so about 595,000. Most of them are up in the millions that he had it so low. I mean, I just think there's better NL shortstops out there that could be there instead of Johnny Peralta.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny Peralta was just a low voting poll. I think he can definitely make it. I mean, he's definitely shown what he's capable of this year.
I mean, a part of that thing could take over from a little bit of a strong caster. I'm surprised he hasn't, but Toronto's fan base is also big. And, I mean, it's not a huge shock to me, but it is a small one that starting faster isn't leading thus far.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Johnny Peralta, I think we may see him at Team Tonight. Oh, hold
also,
on. Hold on. Don't answer this next call, okay?
Okay, same call with that one random part of the day. All right, I will not answer that call. Okay, so the other teammate he's joined by is Matt Carpenter. He got 1.1 million votes, and he's at third base. Now, that's no surprise to me because he always gets hit to can poke the ball the other way. He can drive it. He can do whatever the Cardinals need him to do, and he's just been an amazing third baseman at all times when they need him. And 1.1 million votes does not surprise me at all, although you could make an argument about other guys that could be penciled in at a third base position other than Matt Carpenter.
Yeah, I mean, Matt Carpenter, I just remember his 2013 season where he, like every single at-bat was basically guaranteed to be a double, and he's shown that he can do just the same this year, and, yeah, like you said, I'm not surprised at all that he has the total amount of votes he has today.
Okay, and the last All-Star in the outfield is six-time All-Star Matt Holliday, who's 979,008 votes, ranked second on outfielder. So, Matt Carpenter is solidly in the outfield. He's not a third guy, but he's in second. So, he's comfortably right now there with 979,000 votes, almost up to that million mark, which the quality All-Star. Me, but six-time All-Star, I mean, so surprised that Matt Holliday is right here because he's just, it just seems like he's ageless out there and he will always produce when his name is called upon him.
Yeah, and he's just another one of those Cardinal players who, I mean, he has good stats, but not the best in the league for any left fielder by any means, but he's just another one of those Cardinal players that just has them win ball games. And, I mean, you just have to look down through the Cardinals team. You know, the All-Stars they have, even though they might not seem like your typical All-Star.
I mean, even with all those Cardinals, the fans really made Stanton Beth their most intriguing player. Nationals phenom Bryce Harper, who's an leader in home runs, RBIs, and walks, was also named on the most ballots, with 1 million of anybody in the league. Harper is only 22 years old, already a two-time All-Star. So at the age of 22, it looks like Bryce Harper is going to be a three-time All-Star, and I'm excited to see what his future holds for him. From three All-Stars, and he's only 22.
Hey, y'all!
At this rate, I believe Bryce Harper could be well into the double digits by the time his career ends in All-Star.
Matt Carpenter?
Bryce Harper.
Oh, yeah. Bryce Harper, I think, you know, he had a good rookie season, but last year sort of struggled. But, I mean, I think he's now reached his full potential, and I think he might be one of those guys that will reach the All-Star game for the next 10, 15 years.
We're going to go to break a little bit early so we can resolve some technical difficulties that we are experiencing. But when we do come back, we'll be going over a thorough result of all the winners in the National League, which is the American League yesterday. And we might have time to tell you guys about how MLB TV unveils our new web media player, which enhances the fan experience so much more than it already is right.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small. Turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you home. Oh. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see
on Instant MLB, and Will had to leave us on short notice to the start. He is going to the baseball game of now in time for the NL All-Star Game about May 27th. The first update in the 2015 Eastern MLB All-Star Game bout for the National League. The Cardinals have four players in line to start the July 14th Midsummer Classic at Great American Ballpark, and another four among the voting leaders. Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper, a two-time All-Star, leads all NL players in balloting with 1,116,582 total votes. At first base, with the most votes, Adrian Gonzalez of the Dodgers, 929,015 votes. Second, Anthony Rizzo of the Cubs, 489,255 votes. Third, Paul Goldschmidt of the D-backs, 480,019 votes. Matt Adams of the Cardinals, 420,771 votes. And Joey Bart of the Reds, 384,285 votes. That's leading for the Marlins in total votes. D. Gordon, 934,249 votes. Colton Wong of the Cardinals, 582,238 votes. Javi Kendrick of the Dodgers, 385,427 votes. Vernon Phelps of the Reds, 337,146 votes. Joe Panic of the Giants, 333,863 votes. At shortstop, first for the Cardinals, Johnny Peralta with 595,741 total votes. John Castro of the Cubs with 571,574 votes. Troy Tulowitzki of the Rockies with 525,917 votes. Zach Kozar of the Reds with 431,365 votes. And Brendan Crawford of the Giants with 417,604 votes. At third base, for the Cardinals, Matt Carpenter with 1,113,060 votes. Chris Bryant of the Cubs with 583,583 votes. Todd Frazier of the Reds with 424,035 votes. David Wright of the Mets with 327,319 votes. And Nolan Arenado of the Rockies with 309,823 votes. At catcher, leading to the Cardinals, DeAndre Molina with 859,513 votes. Buster Posey of the Giants with 759,187 votes. Miguel Montero of the Cubs with 347,329 votes. AJ Brzezinski of the Braves with 347,094 votes. And Derek Norris of the Padres with 275,267 votes. And for the outfielders, leading with all votes right now of the Nationals, Bryce Harper with 1,116,582. Would be starting for the Cardinals, Matt Holliday, with 979,008 total votes. And the last starters and the outfielders, the National League, the Marlins, Giancarlo Stanton with 746,926 votes. Nori Aoki of the Giants, 441,407 votes. Angel Pagan of the Giants, 413,843 votes. Jock Peterson of the Dodgers with 390,885 votes. Jason Hayward of the Cardinals with 388,838 votes. Matt Kemp of the Padres with 375,172 votes. Justin Upton of the Padres with 368,868 votes. Corey Dickerson of the Rockies with 354,252 votes. Andrew McCutchen of the Pirates with 339,566 votes. John Jay of the Cardinals with 333,040 votes. Jackie O'Quaid with of the Dodgers 322,756 votes. Dexter Fowler of the Cubs 311,908 votes. And last but not least, Jorge Soler of the Cubs with 291,658 votes. MLB TV reveals new web-based media players. Today's schedule features a staggered goal at 15 games, from lunchtime specials to late West Coast night action. And you're about to have another one of those MLB TV moments that make you ask how far we've come since that first live video broadcast stream by major sports leagues here in 2002. Major League Baseball Advanced Media is introducing its new web-based media player version 5.0. For those who currently subscribe or those who sign up now for MLB TV Premium, $114.99 a year or $24.99 a month. Or know your MLB TV $94.99 or $19.99. You'll notice that they're turned away as the HD media player as an in-page layout, so it all happens in your browser with no need for an additional download. Felix Hernandez goes after his major league, leading 8 wins for Seattle and Houston Bay, and Washington's Masters on the Cubs, with John Lester starting a matchup for the top two pitchers on the last free agent market. There's a new game scoreboard that will make it easier to track source of games like those happening around the majors. Simplify the user controls to add to the fun of those spawn nodes in other games, improving the user experience. A clickable line score lets you jump between any score in a single game highlight. Multi-view design provides an easy way to watch multiple games at once, a key asset for fantasy owners. You can watch highlights in a secondary picture-in-picture window. It's a savior, said former All-Star right-hander Carl Pavano. Now, thank you, Father of Faith. Using his MLB TV Premium subscription on multiple devices in South Florida to prepare an initial as a model screening and home game analyst on Fox Sports South. This really frees up more time. If you want to be active, go to a park in our neighborhood, T-ball game. You try not to take your attention from those. When my line of work and with my history in baseball, it's important to me. A sense that I have that connection wherever you go. From its now technologically archaic beginning, a 300,000 live stream to 30,000 viewers in August 2002. MLB TV has charted a trail first along the path, displaced as the most widely distributed sports streaming service, covering nearly 30,000 games to millions of subscribers, and that has been. I'm one of those subsequent Mill Idol post work, first to stream its entire season, 2003. First to wire venues for team quality streaming, 2005. First to adaptive, first to stream live, 720-pixel HD video, 2009. First to stream live games, subscription products to iPhone, 2009. First live video on connected devices, 2009. First to stream live games, subscription products to iPad, 2010. First to stream live video to a gaming console, 2010. First live games embedded on Facebook and Twitter, 2011. First with live audio overlay technology, U.S. patent numbers 8,640,181 and 8,832,768 in 2012. Delivering the capability to push live audio feeds on MLB.tv broadcast from the TV to a radio announcers without disrupting the live video stream, 2012. And first to make the live video stream embeddable to any site on the internet. Our fans may have to go to a 10-minute stretch. But when we do come back, it will be time for Say Something and the closed game. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss it. Fans, it's time for the daily version of Swiss Mail to Volume. And then said, "LB, now it's time to say something." Will cannot do it, but he did come in, so he won't be saying something today. But I will be saying something to finish off the show. And boy, oh boy, Cardinals and Royals in the National League and the American League in the first All-Star bout update. And we're having a battle of the three here. It's going to be an amazing midsummer classic. The whole week, since Cardinals and Royals matchup continues to be who has more in the All-Star and who's going to win, because it's going to be a Cardinals versus Royals showdown, and that would be a great World Series, and it's going to be a great All-Star game. I am super excited for everything that's going on right now in Major League Baseball and for our show coming up. I don't think Jason Spence and Logan Elder have been presenting a production of Inside MLB. Off MLB.com and this is just the decisions. Use on Inside MLB tonight. You can tune in tomorrow from 4:30 to 5 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. The newest edition of Inside MLB. And please follow Inside MLB on Blog Talk Radio, the same URL as I said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for listening. I'm Madison Beck, my tutors who just left at the school math lab. You can email us at insidelb123@gmail.com. Post your questions to your input. Have a great day.